gives it to Henry. Henry bounces it outside. 5, 10, 15, stiff arm. 20, 25, 30, 40, stiff arm. 50, 40, 30. He's on his feet. Big chase. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Titans, 99 yards! The longest run in franchise history. And the Titans are up by 11. Derrick Henry.
104.5 The Zone. You got to be in the red zone. Just taking 99 yards. Welcome back. Our show powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Is it September yet? Here he is in the house, voice of the Titans, Mike Keith. What's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
We're talking to Roger Saffold. He's way into the gaming, man. That was some impressive stuff.
Roger Saffold is one of the more impressive people that you will meet. To talk with him, but also to see him. I don't know if you have come in contact with him yet personally. He's probably going to be the biggest overall offensive lineman on the Titans roster. And I'm not talking about just tallest.
Yeah.
Well, he's not, because he's not the tallest. Dennis Kelly's the tallest. But he's, I mean, this is a massively big dude who has that road grader quality that the Titans certainly can use. Let's put it that way.
I got to think that will work well. The guy
will work. Yes, it'll be just
Derrick Henry type skills. He, exactly. Running behind him. You know, as far as the draft, Mike, as a guy who grew up in this area, I mean, how far out there does it seem that, this place is hosting the NFL draft? Because to me, that was something that was always in New York and never even thought about it going anywhere, much less here.
Yeah, we're coming up on the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. that certainly. You know, 40 years ago when my family moved here and even 25 years ago or just a little less when the process started of Mr. Adams trying to bring the NFL here. I mean, the moon landing certainly seemed a lot more plausible in terms of it layout than this. And to be downtown yesterday with our season ticket members at the George Jones, we had two different events with season ticket members, drew roughly 500 down there. And so had a chance to walk a lot of it and to see. People are not going to believe how downtown is transformed with everything that's going on. The stage is unreal. And the staging area that they have that's like two football fields long, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I was looking at the stage and comparing it to the buildings down there, like the Acme. And it's like it's up above the top of those buildings.
They built a building.
Yeah.
And they went in and built a complete structure down there for all that they're going to do. And I was also at Nissan Stadium yesterday and watching everything that they're doing there to prepare for the NFL draft experience is going to be something else.
We're talking with Coach Mack yesterday, and he was saying he felt like the number one pick could determine a whole lot of how the rest of the first round goes. You agree with that assessment?
I agree 100%. If let me start over. That's how nervous I am. If it is Kyler Murray at Arizona at number one, it sets some things in motion with Nick Bosa and Josh Allen and things happening. If it is not Kyler Murray at number one, then suddenly it gets a lot more interesting, because what does Arizona do? Do they trade out? Do they go ahead and make a pick? Do they take Quinnen Williams there? Do they take Bosa? Do they take Josh Allen? Do they take somebody else? Then at two, what does San Francisco do? Do they trade out? Do they take a defensive player? The Jets clearly won out at three because the Jets don't have a second round pick. The Jets go from pick 3 to pick 68. So they don't want to be 65 picks in between going on days 1 and 2. They would like to get out. Who knows what the Raiders are doing at 4. Tampa at 5, another team that is very interesting. And then you have the Giants at 6, who you would feel like would be the perfect landing spot for Josh Rosen, because the Giants also have pick 17 and they have pick 37. It would make a lot of sense for the Giants to say, here's pick 37. We'll go ahead and take Josh Rosen off your hands, and then we'll take two defensive players at 6 and 17. So there are all these puzzle pieces that I think are going to make the top 10 wild. And I think will directly affect the Titans at 19 in terms of flow to get to them. Because if they could have four quarterbacks go in the first 18 picks, that's probably a good thing for Tennessee.
It opens up your options, doesn't it?
Yeah, man. I mean, you're talking about all the NFL experience and the draft and everything coming to Nashville. The first thing I think about is, you know, the sheriff, Roger Goodell, is coming in town, and I know you guys are going to be hanging out. I'm just wondering, if Roger Goodell asked you where to go to eat, where would you tell him to go?
Oh, gosh. Who all is sponsoring us now?
Well, you can give us a list of options. I mean, you know.
I mean, there's so many places in downtown. I mean, I've made a lot of recommendations. I'm sending everybody and their brother to Martin's Barbecue because I love Martin's Barbecue.
That is a keeper.
You can't lose there. And, of course, if you want to go over to Germantown, there's several fantastic places in Germantown that you can go.
Acme's still good.
Acme's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, but I think if you're downtown and you're in all of that, I think you got to get to Martin's.
You got to get to Martin's. All right, that's where I'll tell Roger to go.
No, I was just kidding.
Are you going to be with Roger at some point?
No.
Wouldn't he have like a personal chef and food tasters and stuff like that?
I don't know.
Tasters. Wow.
Yeah, right. I don't know about that.
Well, this is Nashville, not Philly.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was asking because there's a big opportunity where they're having with the NFL that we'll get a chance to sit down and talk to him for a little bit. So
I'll be interested to see how out and about he is. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be more out and about than you might think.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I guess now to the draft. Do you feel like since the draft is actually here, and I feel like it is, but I'm not in those situations like JR, is that when you're going to make a pick in this year's draft, because it's in Nashville, do you want to do something spectacular? Now, do you let that overwhelm you because you want to make, you know, a stamp on this was in Nashville and we made a trade up or trade back, accumulated picks? No, that's more on the emotional side. But, you know, that's what the fans want to hear, you know, talk about us. Man, this is Nashville. We want to show not only is the city great, but also we made a heck of a pick or a trade.
I think the big thing is make a pick in the first round. I think if the Titans were to trade out of the first round Thursday night, people might be like, what? And I don't think he's going to do that. But in terms of making the pick in the first round, I think he does the JR thing. I think he picks who he wants. I don't think he's worried about that. And I think our fan base is going to be excited about whomever he chooses to take. So I don't see that as a big thing. I think staying in the first round is probably the most important thing for him.
What that leads me to this, though, before we go, is that now that you talk about the first round, he stays with his pick. We're going to have him for another segment there, Mark. I see you looking at the time.
No, that's fine.
But describe what an actual impactful player is and what it'll be on this team. If you stay at 19, you get an impactful player. I think this is a huge debate amongst us all, is what is an impactful player?
I think it's somebody for 5 years' time. I'm not as worried because I think over so many years of covering this, what he's going to do on September 8th doesn't tell the story about what he's going to do for 5 years. And if you're looking for what's most important to the franchise, pick a player who's going to be a block for 5 years, who's going to be a starter, who's going to be a consistent player. Certainly you hope he's a star. That would be a fantastic thing. But I don't think you're looking at September 8th or September 15th or even December 1st or December 8th. I think what you're thinking about if you're the Titans is how does this guy fit into what we do over the next 5 years? Because the inherent value of a first-round pick in the draft now under the current CBA is you have that player under contract for 4 years with a fifth-year option. If he ends up being a good player, like Tater Lewan, you know, when we took Tater Lewan in 2014, boo, what do you do? You know, all this craziness. Well, looks like that was a pretty good pick. Mm-hmm. That's the type of pick that you want to make. You don't worry about what Mel Kiper gives you in terms of a grade. And Mel's doing his job. I'm not knocking Mel. But I'm saying you don't worry about that if you're the team. What you worry about is can you get a Tater Lewan type building block that turns out to be a starter at a key position who plays to a high level. Certainly, when you look at that pick at the time in 2014, we had Michael Ruse. You said, why are you doing that? And now three Pro Bowls later and an $80 million contract, I'd say it was a good pick. That's the type of thing you're looking for at 19, not what the grade is going to be on Friday morning.
Mike Keith is our guest, always highly graded here on the show, voice of the Tennessee Titans, and our show is, of course, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. More with Mike coming up in just a moment. Let's talk about Hippo Insurance for a moment. You know, nobody thinks about home insurance until disaster strikes, and that's when things, yes, they hit the fan. Are you confident that your home insurance policy will cover the things you need most? Well, 64% of U.S. homes are underinsured with outdated policies that cover things that are kind of strange, like crypts and China and coin collections. Hippo Home Insurance believes people deserve better. It's smart insurance for the modern home, covers things you really need, like your computers and computer equipment, appliances and HVAC systems, even your TV, up to 25% less than what you're currently paying. Go to myhippo.com. You answer a few simple questions and see how much you can save in 60 seconds or less. The process is that simple. I've done it myself. Hippo is backed by $200 billion in assets, and they'll help you switch at any time. No need to wait for your current insurance policy to expire. For modern home insurance for less, go to myhippo.com/Ingram and get your instant quote and save up to 25%. Takes only 60 seconds. Switch today and save. That's myhippo.com/Ingram. myhippo.com/Ingram. .735 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, looking for a way to put a little play in your day. The Diamond Dave's playing Lotto America's $1 game with jackpots rich enough to make you rich enough. Drawings every Wednesday and Saturday. Make sure you stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today. Visiting with the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, as we get ready for the NFL draft, starts on Thursday right here in the Music City.
Yeah, Mike, we talk so much during the regular season about the importance of interior offensive line play. But it's also true on the other side, obviously, you know, getting that interior pass rush. And that's why, to me, we don't know how the first 18 picks are going to go, but just how important drafting an impact defensive lineman is this year for the Titans.
Saw it in the playoffs when Kansas City beat Indianapolis, and Chris Jones, not only who ended the year with a great number of sacks, but the disruption.
And who the Titans could have taken if they hadn't gone with Kevin Dodd, just saying.
But the disruption that he caused. You notice how I'm just moving forward.
No, but the residual effect of Jones.
Sure.
Yeah.
The fact that he got his hands up, he made Luck throw incomplete passes. He made Luck throw passes where receivers had to stop to catch the ball and were tackled immediately. He got his hands on passes. I mean, that giving Jarrell Casey a threatening partner in terms of somebody that you have to be cognizant of in the pass rush, it's huge. And this draft has him. I mean, you don't have to be a guru or a true evaluator to understand that there are several players in this draft who play the interior of the defensive line who are special individuals, obviously, starting with Quinnen Williams. And there are several others. I think Jeffrey Simmons from Mississippi State, even with the ACL, I think he is another player who would have been that top five type of talent. And let's face it, if you're setting your football team right now and you're the Tennessee Titans, you're going to be playing Andrew Luck. You're going to be playing Deshaun Watson. You're going to be playing Nick Foles. You better be able to get after the quarterback. And overall pass rush was the one thing that I think kept the Titans from being a top five defense last year. And remember, they were number eight in the NFL, so it was pretty good defense. But adding an edge guy, adding another interior guy, adding pass rush ability, I think is key for the Titans in this draft.
Mike Dettillier, who for Titans Radio is their draft expert, always says that it's gotten to the point in the NFL where it's harder to evaluate a pass rusher than it is a quarterback. Hard enough to find an impact pass rusher in round one. Do you think the Titans, if the situation presents itself, can find one in rounds two or three?
Yes. I think those players are there. And I think that's this is a big man draft. It's offensive linemen and defensive linemen, really that the front seven on defense. I mean, this draft is stocked with those players. They're at the top end, they're at the middle, they're at the end. They're going to be available. I think some prospects who maybe don't meet the exact height, weight, speed criteria, probably among undrafted. And the Titans do a great job with John Robinson and Ryan Cowden and John Salgi and all the scouting people of understanding a guy has that one trait. A guy has that one thing about him. Let's see if it carries over to the practice field where he can be an NFL player. They saw it with Sharif Finch. You know, Sharif Finch was a guy last year who they pursued like they were recruiting a five-star after the draft, and they brought him in. And, you know, I think Sharif Finch has a role for us going forward. So, yes, are you looking for another Sharif Finch? Are you looking for another Carl Klug-type player? You bet you are.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, Bill Belichick said that the wide-open, simplified college offenses have made it hard not only to evaluate quarterbacks, but linemen and receivers. How much has that changed the evaluation process?
It's huge. And that's why getting Adam Humphries was such a big deal, because Adam Humphries is that slot receiver who completely understands what you do there, understands making the adjustments, understands the defense. And if a guy sets up this way, I need to move inside. If he sets up this way, I need to move outside. That is hard for receivers to do, because receivers in today's 7-on-7 world, summer camp 7-on-7 stuff, they're not taught to think. And in the college game, with the 20-hour rule, they're not taught to think. They read off a big card. It's like, oh, look, it's Sylvester the Cat. It's Dolly Parton. It's, you know, President Trump. It's the movie Ocean's 11. And that all means something different.
And Scott Van Pelt, of course.
Yeah, Scott Van Pelt. I mean, but the point is, they just know, I see Sylvester the Cat, and I run a post. They don't have to make any sort of adjustments. Getting this guy who does that well could enable you to bring in a younger receiver, give him a chance to learn those sorts of things while being able to help you right away and taking advantage of a guy who has extra size or a guy who has extra speed. I think that was as key a signing for this franchise. I thought it was the most important thing that they could do, is to get that piece, because suddenly the guys on your roster are better. Your quarterback's obviously better, but it gives you the availability draft-wise to say, you know, this guy is 6'5", 230. Maybe we'll just take him and we'll throw it up to him in the red zone, or use him in this specific way.
Mike, tell us a little about the programs you guys got coming up this week on Titans Radio.
Well, we're crazy. Obviously, we have a 6 o'clock show tonight on Titans Radio. And then tomorrow night, Wednesday night, is our true preview when we have Mike Vrabel and John Robinson join us. We're excited about that. Coach Dave McGinnis will obviously be with us. And then Thursday night, our Titans radio coverage spans the entire first round. We start at 6 p.m. On Friday, we go through rounds 2 and 3. We start at 6 p.m. And then on Saturday, we begin at 11 and go through 4. And we'll go, obviously, through the Titans pick at number 188. So really excited about everything coming up. Really excited about our Titans radio team overall.
It's Mike Keith, voice of the Tennessee Titans.
Well, we were saying that.
Mark, did you ask him else?
Well, I was going to say, I can't think of anybody more prepared. Not only you, but Rhett and Coach Mack. It's unbelievable.
Well, and Jonathan.
With Davis.
He'll be ready to go, too, even with all he's got going. Those guys are crazy how they get ready, and Rhett and Coach Mack they've had their own war room. Literally, they have made their own war room here at Cumulus. And I mean, it's impressive what they've done. I'm going to play John Stockton or Norm Nixon. I'm just passing them the ball.
They sent us all home. Like, we try to go in there.
I know. They're not allowed to talk to you anymore, Chad, because they know you're...
Or they're going
to
give us a red herring. They're going to give us a fake name. And
yeah, I tweeted it out and then took it down. Mike, great to see you, man.
Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
He's the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, here on the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery.